Okay, good. So to cover the upcoming holiday of Lag BaOmer, we'll learn a piece. There's a famous statement from the Rabbi Aaron Karlin, the founder of the stolen Chassidus, and he writes in the Sefer Beis Aaron. I'm going to read you the quote. Kishem she'Hashem yizborachu lakol, just like Hashem is for everybody, kach Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, hu rashbi lakol. So too, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is for everybody, and he has two words, afilu lepechusim, even for people who are on a very low level. That somehow the light of Rabbi Shimon, the teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai applied to everybody. So let's unpack this a little bit, because that's a powerful statement. What does it mean, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is for everybody? Hine, Amr Chazal b'mechilta Rabbi Yishmael. Sheishes yamim tavod v'asisa kom lachtecha. Right, 6 days you work, and then you do your malacha. V'chi eshelo l'adam lasos kom lachto b'sheishes yamim. Can you do all your work in 6 days and you're done? Elano, shvus ke'ilu kom lachtecha asuyo. You have to act as if all your work is done. Right, v'kache v'irashi v'pirusha al ha-torah v'parshas yisro al ha-posuk v'asisa kom lachtecha. Says the Chazal, Rashi brings Kishitovo Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, Yehei be'einecha ki'ilu melachtecha asuya shlo teharher acher melacha. So you shouldn't think about it. I remember when Rabbi Yudin Shlita taught us this Rashi, he said by his father, Olav Hashem, he saw this Mila of when Shabbos would come, the whole work, you didn't think about work, it was done. So what does that mean? So he says like this, he brings from the Chidushi Harim, the great Ger Rebbe, Shekavana bezehi lo rak shemalechas k'pshuta. Doesn't mean your regular work, you know, your factory or your business. Elegam lemeleches shemayim, even for your spiritual work that you're working on throughout the entire week. Shigam bezeh he beinecha ki ilu kol melachto asuya. You should see if that's complete also on Shabbos. Shliyava l'day etzvon machmes chisrono beinei avodas Hashem. So you shouldn't come to be depressed or beat yourself up, get sad about what's lacking in your spiritual things. Okay, lefi.
That's why in the Shabbat we never say anything that refers to, you know, refers to chait. You know, I mean, like
Correct. Which we see when we find that you know, Yom Kippur falls out, right? Certain things are changed from the davening. Very good. Okay, lefi hanal. Based on this, Shirash bihu bechina Shabbos. Sorry, Chlomis. This is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the aspect of Shabbos. The Zohar develops this a lot. Shegam b'yom dehilula delay. So on Lag BaOmer, his yortzeit, his hilula, which is the, it's called, it means a wedding, literally, but it means the yortzeit. Tzarech kol adam shebe'ena ki'ilu kol malachto, all of his malacha, because it's like a Shabbos, Lag BaOmer is like a Shabbos, malachas didei, malachas shemayim kula, all of it, ki'ilu hikvar asuya. You have to see if it's all done. V'zeh rashbi, shebechinas rashbi, mo'ila kol alionim kulam. That means he helps everybody, lakol, right? Rabbi Shimon is for everybody. Hein le'eni gashmias, hein le'eni ruchnias, melecha shemayim. That it's like, it's for everybody. It's all inclusive. And then he quotes an interesting idea that he heard from the Beis Yisroel. Od esher lahamik be'inyan harashbi lakol. Let's go deeper to understand what means that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is for everybody. Because again, at first glance, it's a very hard thing to understand. He was big inyan of Mesiris there for the Kedusha and the Tahara, certain Tekanos that are made in Ger. It's not well known what the Tekanos are, but they're within Anash, then it's very well known that there are certain Kepedas that they have. He says, that's why I was sent to this world. He told the Tolna Rebbe. I was once by him Shabbos. Would be Behalosha 1974. I was there by the Tish. Amra Hadik Sub Parshat Bahaloscha, famous pasuk, Vayishma Moshe Esa'am Boichel Mishpechosav, Ish LePesach Ohalo Yichar Af Hashem Oy Be'eni Moshe Ra. Right, everyone's crying. This is when the Arias were introduced. So the pasuk says everyone's crying and they were getting together and crying publicly about this prohibition. V'Tom HaRebi Shom Ma Hoisif Moshe Ben Avashom Bekasu Al Kas Shekos Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What did Moshe add? Right, the pasuk is Hashem is angry, and it says Uve'eni Moshe Ra. Hashem's angry. What? Oh, yeah, and also Moshe is also Kishihud of Od Krah, like the Gemara sometimes say, oh, I have this is what they do in Yehuda. Oh, by the way, it's also a Pasuk in the Torah. Once you have a Pasuk in the Torah, what are you coming on to that for? Once Hashem is angry, so we have to come and add, oh, by the way, it was bad for Moshe.
Oh, Moshe
Rabbeinu
is the only
Mikol
Adam, so if he got angry.
Kavachomer. Yeah. The Moshe is the manhig, right? It says that Moshe rat lifnehem kesus v'nafla atmosav b'midbar lohiniach zovis upina b'rakia shlonis chabei bo avur am b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu would do anything possible to protect the Klal Yisrael. So why now he's like adding on to this, right? V'tamid moser nasho avuram. He's always moser nefesh. V'ato, and now in Bahaloscha lo bikesh limso lahem shum tzad zechus. Moshe's not trying to advocate on behalf of the Klal Yisrael. El lahafich gam hu lahosif lekategor. He's going to make an accusation. Chas v'shalom. What does this mean? Moshe's always on our side. So the Rebbe puts a beautiful twist on what we would have thought to show us how Moshe really was helping. The Teretz HaRebbe, again, he's quoting from the Beis Yisrael. Omer Chazal, Gemara Brachos, and Samach Gimel. Vaydar Hashem Moshe panim aponim. Right, he says in Kisisa that Moshe was spoken to Hashem literally face to face. Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Kishem Shani His Varti Lich upon him, just like I had saved upon him Yofos, I was pleasant to you. Kach Ata Hez upon him Li Yisrael Hechzer La Ohel Makomo V'Shav El Machaneh. After the Chet, Moshe Rabbeinu moved his tent out of town, got away from the whole Klal Yisrael. Omer B'Yavahu Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem said to him, Moshe. Achshav Yomim Harav Bekas. The Talmud Bekas Yisrael Matei Aleihem. If the Rebbe Hashem is angry and the Talmud Moshe, they were both angry. What's going to help? Imata Machzir HaOhel Makom Mutav. If you bring your tent back to the Klal Yisrael and you connect back with them, great. V'im Lav Yoshua Ben Nun Talmidcha Misharis Tachtecha. Then if not, Yoshua is going to take over because you and I both can't be angry at the same time. It's not going to. Well, who's going to be the Klal Yisrael? Ha'Nechzir. That's what means Shavel Machin. That's what means Moshe Rabbeinu brought his tent. He brought it back to the Machane. So the Medrash Isil. Haloshe vaydaber Hashem Moshe upon him, kashei daber ish el reehu v'shava machane v'sharso Yoshua ben Nun nar lo yamish mitocha ohel omale kodesh baruch hu lo yishtei upon him bekas. We both can't be upset. Ela kashetira osi, when you see me nosin rosin, when you see me putting in the hot water, have nosin sonin, you put in cold water. Kashetira osi nosin sonin, when you see me putting cold water, have nosin rosin, then you put in the hot water. Let's make a pshara. Poshrin is called. Contrast. So whatever I'm doing, the opposite. If I'm making cold, you make hot. If I'm making hot, you make cold. Right? That's what it says. He brings a Sfasemis that elaborates on this. Birhu Zechus Lienus. So what did the Rebbe explain on this? The Acher Chet Abisonim Kasher Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu Shu Bekas Al Am Yisrael Al Am Bnei Yisrael Nizdar Reis Moshe Rabbeinu V'Omer LaKodesh Baruch Hu Afani Bekas. So when Moshe hears that Hashem is angry, so that's like Moshe says, well, now I'm also angry. Hey, so watch this. But hello, I'm Artelin. You said to me, Asha Shneponim Shokas, Ia Charlotte, you can't have two people who are angry, right? Last time I got rid of my anger, Vishafti Alamachana, and I came back to the Klal Yisrael. He ne atitzarech atlahasir kascha, l'shuv el hamachne, l'har shechinoscha, b'toch amcha. So now it's your turn. We were both angry, so last time I was the one who stopped being angry. Now Hashem, it's your turn to stop being angry. Beautiful, right? Not, you wouldn't have thought of this in a million years. It was that Haisa Kavonis Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashalom, Ban Hagershel, Uve'eni Moshe Ra. And that's why it says it was bad also in Moshe's eyes. Beautiful Pshad, Parshas Baloscha. Lo Chas Hashem, the Katrig Albanese. So I have to make an accusation. No, Chas Hashem. El Hafechu, Rotz Lahazkir, Klape Maila, Esa Yesod Hazesh, Ia Sharshu Shnek Panim Shalkas. It's working with the tool that Hashem taught him that we both can't be angry. Well, so let's bring this back to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Shavu Sha'achar Oso Shabbos. The week after that Shabbos, this is 1974. Tavshin Lama Daud. Sha'amra Samayim Hamufla Hazeh, when he said this amazing thing. So, Imi Harebi Be'inyin Bochur Echad Shaharbi Lipshoa. He was a very bad Bochur who was causing others to sin as well. He was forced. He's going to have to kick him out of the yeshiva. He thought about it a long time. This is his normal way. How can he help this bacher after he gets thrown out of the yeshiva? He went back to Shomer B'Shabbos. He chazed over what he said, this whole vort with Moshe and being angry and Hashem being angry. That's what it means, the Gemara in Nida, Tes Zion. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Arba Devar Makos Baruch Hu Sonan, Vani Eini Ohavan. There are four things that Hashem hates, and I don't love them. Umon Hashem Rashbi, Kama Chatoim Kashim, very, very bad sins. The Eilu Muvan, Mahu Shemosiv, what did he add on, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Vani Eini Ohavan, I don't love them. Ubir Hu Zuchusagin, Shirashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Hayagam Kein Manhig Yisrael, Kimoish Rabbeinu Bedoro. What Moshe did in his generation was the same level of the manhig, of the nasi of his door. Al Kain, and therefore, Achaz b'midaso shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Shimon acted the same way that Moshe did. Kishashama shedala devarim halol shakosh baruch hu. He heard these four things that Hashem hates. Mihar loymar, he quickly said, sha'afu einu avon. I also don't like them. I also don't love them. Right? You should say, u'mi'achar she'ein shnei panim b'kas. You can't have two people angry. You can't have the leader of the Jewish people, and you can't have Hashem angry. Muchrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu leheshiv chamaso v'sonoso l'chameihem, to remove his anger and his hatred. L'shuv rachmim l'korban l'ohavam, and to bring back to kirva with them. V'hosi v'omer az shezuhi adarka l'chol machanech l'chol mechanech v'chol madrich l'chol hora b'avodas Hashem delay. That's where a person has to go. Shepa'amim shenitzrach l'salik bochum in yeshiva. Sometimes, unfortunately, you have to remove somebody from the yeshiva. Okay, take him out of the dormitory. You both can't be angry.
If you're gonna
kick him out, okay, but you have to find somebody else who's going to be giving them encouragement. The same Va'omer, he ended off and said, Ki asha hai nitzrach lesalik es habocher hanal. Even though he's gonna have to kick him out, Mikol Malkum, nevertheless, Kevich Iyashar shu shneif on him, hapon him bekas. Everyone can't be angry at him. Akein hu atmo yira lekarvo bechol mine kiruv. I myself have to bring this bocher close. I have to kick him out, but I have to do everything possible to bring him back close. That brings it home. Vezeu inyan rashbi lekol. That's what it means. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is for everybody. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai doeg lechulam. He worries about everybody. Vafila osam nechuse darga hagaruim beyoser. Even people on the lowest, most despicable, disgusting levels. El shehem bebechinas sonam lamakom. They're hated. They're that's what the Gemara said. The four things that Hashem hates them. They're hated by Hashem. Shemitas adin tisafek aleihem yisin la'avod. The means they would change now from hatred to love. V'yom dehilula derashbi hu yom hamasuga lechulanu. This is an amazing day of Lag BaOmer for everybody. Gam lemi shirachmon litzlan harbe lefoishel shiuch laslis al derech hamelech lo habit la'main mo haruchani. Even someone who's not following the ways, v'tzorech l'natzeles ha'izdamnus hazu la'gi liyom chag ha'shavuos ha'bo aleinu tova chashuchim mikol chet v'nekim mikol ovon v'dvukim b'yiras Hashem Yisborach Shemo, that we have to approach Shavuos in a proper flame. Fa'ay deizeh nucha l'kabel es ha'torah b'simcha v'tuv levav mirav kol amein kein hi ratzon. So by realizing, by connecting ourselves to Lag BaOmer, this is by definition part of the necessary process in order to purify ourselves, that we should be ready to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Wow. Okay.